Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic is rejoice. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 105 and verse 3. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. I've been on a break for a while and have been sending out old episodes. But as I was worshiping God this morning and praying, I knew in my heart that this word was to go out to a few people today. I will be very brief and direct. The scripture says, "Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord." Rejoicing is a prerequisite to seeking the Lord. Look at that scripture again. That word "let" is not a suggestion. That scripture contains a deep spiritual mystery that many believers, myself inclusive, have failed to use many times. When you are going through various afflictions and you run to the Lord, many times we run and cry to God, which is okay, but we also carry a despondency in our hearts. We are believing, but we are depressed. We are fasting, but we are sad. We are seeking the Lord, but we experience low mood and depressive episodes. The Bible says that the one who seeks the Lord should have rejoicing in his heart. At the point of seeking, you should have a joyful heart. Joy is a weapon in the spirit. This scripture is not speaking about a time when God has answered all your prayers. It is speaking about the time when you are still seeking the Lord with that issue or problem. The Bible says, "Let the one who seeks God have rejoicing in his heart." I do not know what affliction you are passing through this morning, but I want to encourage you, begin to rejoice in your heart. Rejoicing, joy, gladness is a powerful mystery in the spirit. And as you rejoice, you are declaring your faith that your God is the boss and is in charge in all the realms that exist. Your child may be ill this morning. I urge you, rejoice. Your business may be going down in this season. I urge you, rejoice this morning. Things may be looking very bleak. You may be confused about what path to take. I encourage you, rejoice. Rejoicing is a spiritual mystery and a dynamic key in the spirit. For someone this morning, as you dance, as you sing, as you command your heart to rejoice, I decree in the name of Jesus that there will be a turnaround. Do not wait for the turnaround to rejoice. Rejoice now. Activate this mystery in the spirit and watch what God will do. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word today. Please, Lord, we pray for the spirit of joy to come upon every single listener right now. As many who are afflicted, Lord, let joy fill their heart. Let them begin to sing. Let them begin to dance. And Father, do that which you have set out to do in the lives of your people this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.